Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Clarence William Page of the Trinity Baptist Church, Greensboro, High Point, Guilford County, North Carolina, and the world, and wherever man is found, I greet you this day in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I call your attention to the New Testament book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians in the New Testament. And in 1 Corinthians, travel to chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, the reading begins at verse 1. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whomsoever ye shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me. Now I will come unto you when I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia. And it may be that I will abide, yea, and winter with you, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. Now if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord, as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have convenient time. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to every one that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad for the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. All the brethren greet you. Greet ye one another with an holy kiss. The salutation of me, Paul, with mine own hand. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 through 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 through 24. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Our Father and our God in heaven, thou who art eternal, thou who art almighty, thou who art ever present, thou who art omnipresent, thou who art all-knowing, omniscient, Father God, in Jesus' name, use, I pray thee, this worship service, the words spoken herein, to your great glory, and cause them to redound to the good of every listening ear, that they might glorify thee, according to thine own will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For a short while, my friends, let us worship together using the topic, "Let all your things be done with charity." Let all your things be done with charity. And if you will travel back to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14, you will find those same words. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14. Let all your things be done with charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14. Love, agape love, love, the love of God, agape love. That is the love that must characterize the Christian and the Christian church. Paul is writing to both in 1 Corinthians. He's writing to Christians, and he's writing to the Christian church. He has been instrumental in their founding and establishment, and he ministers to them. And he returns to this recurring theme of love. A church that doesn't have the love of God is a failed church. A church that does not have the love of God is a failed church. But God can revive you if you will allow the love of God to come into your heart. For it is the love of God that is in your heart that is expressed in your worship, in your church, in the welcoming of people in. The love of God expresses itself without requiring the other person to respond in any way. The love of God expresses itself without the other person showing any merit or worthiness. God expresses his love to us, though we have nothing that merits his love. His graceful love comes to us. And when you go to a church, you expect to find love. I expect to find love when I go to a church. And if I don't find love, that tells me as a Christian that something is not right. Some of you would say, well, maybe I didn't dress right, or maybe I didn't look right, or maybe I'm not worthy. That is not the point with God. Love reaches out without any regard of your worthiness. That's why sometimes when you say things to us that are not right, we'll just be quiet. Not because we are ignorant, not because we do not realize that you're trying to offend us, not because we don't realize that you're trying to kick us to the curb. Not because we don't realize that what you are doing to us is unjust, but oftentimes we do it out of love and for the purpose of peace, because the love of God is in us. And in every Christian who truly is a Christian, the love of God is in that person. And in every church that is truly the church of Jesus Christ, that is one in which Jesus Christ is Lord, the love of God will be felt and seen in that church. That's why you don't want people serving in church who are not saved. Because people who are serving in church might not have the love of God in them. If they are not saved, more than likely they are not going to always express the love of God. And I want to warn churches these days, because people are acculturated and taught some very ungodly things. Many things that people see on television and in the movies don't in any way have any godly love in them. And people will sit and watch television and watch movies and watch the internet and watch streaming online and so forth and get all kinds of things in their spirits, all kinds of things that are not in any way the expression of the love of God. And sometimes they will come to church and they will use those exact kinds of expressions, that exact kind of attitude, and that is unbecoming the Christian church. On the sitcoms, very often in making fun of people, and they come down on people. That should not be in God's church. That's not of God. But that's how the people who are writing the sitcoms, writing the movies, that's how they're doing. You see a lot of cursing on the television. Even when they watch the sports programs, when they talk to the athletes, some of them are taught now to use curse words. Not only that, just talk shows. In the United States of America, the talk show people, many of them seem to feel that in order to connect, they have to use curse words or swear words, the kinds of things that should not be in church. If you are going to be a Christian, you must separate yourself from the things of the world. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14, let all things be done with charity. Let all things be done with charity. That does not mean that the church has to accept mess in the church. That is, the devil will send mess into your church through people, and they will be persistent. They will insist, this has got to happen here. They will be mean. That's what the devil does. He will send people in who have emotional problems, who have mental problems, who have demons, and they will insist, it's got to be this. And it has nothing to do with God. Now, what happens when, what do you do? Because the Bible says that let all your things be done with charity. That word charity means love, the love of God. And so when people come in and bring the devil's mess in, does that mean that you sit there and just smile at them and be silent? Well, Paul takes care of that in the verse above that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, here's what Paul says. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. So before he says, let all your things be done with charity, he makes sure that he says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong, be a man. God expects men to stand up. Matter of fact, men who don't stand up are not respected by other men and are not respected by women. A lot of times we just fold up. We let the women walk across us, walk over us, just to keep peace. That is not Christian. That is not Christian, particularly in the church and particularly in your home. Now, this is dangerous because some of you, these women these days in the year 2025, they've been taught to take over. They've been taught to be assertive. They've been taught to just rule you. I'm sorry to say that, and some of you won't like that. They've been taught that. And there is the whole movement in the United States of America for women to just take over and lead. And if you say something about it, that's wrong. That's not what the Holy Bible says. But that's what is happening in the United States of America in the year 2025. But the Bible says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. He didn't say quit you like women. He said quit you like men. A man stands up for what's right. And you must learn to do it in love. That means that you must be able to face conflict and handle it as a man. Quit yourself like a man. Be strong like a man. But at the same time, he says in verse 14, let all your things be done with charity. And so sometimes you have to explain to people why they can't do something and then help them to discern the love in the denial. You can't allow all kinds of mess in the church. The church must be holy. And what is happening in some churches now is anything that wants to come in almost, many people will let it come in. So not only must we be loving, we must be holy, for God is holy. So the church must learn how not only to let all their things be done in charity, they must also learn to make sure that everything is done in holiness. Holiness, 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 holiness. Love and holiness must walk together. Love and holiness must hold hands in your church. Love and holiness must be clearly seen in your church. If only love but no holiness, then people are going to know that something is not right. And if you're trying to show yourself pious and holy and there's no love, people are going to know that something is not right. And so in your church, make sure that all your things are done with charity, and make sure that watch ye, as says 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Quit you like men means anything that makes you weak, stop doing that, but stand up and be a man. That's what quit really means. Conduct yourself as a man. Conduct yourself as a man in the church. In the church. The devil will send mess in. He will send persistent demons in. And they will join your church and pretend to be Christians. And they will get together and say, this church got to do this. We got to do this. We got to do that. And the question is, how do you handle that? Number one, you don't put the devil on the deacon board. Because if you put a number of devils on your deacon board, you're in trouble. Because they're going to vote to bring the devil's mess into your church. That's just simple. If you put a lot of devils on your deacon board, on your elder board, Your church is already headed down. Number one, they don't have the true love of God in their heart. Number two, they're more concerned about what men and women want and not what God wants. And that's not right in the church. The church must always, number one, make sure that what God wants goes on. Number one. Number one. And that's why the men in the church need to watch, quit themselves like men, be strong, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. You don't let mess come into the church. Well, Reverend, how do I do that and not oppose people? You can oppose people in love. You can oppose people in Jesus Christ. See, that's how people get things wrong. We have to accept them, and we have to be loving. Oh, they can come to church and sit and listen, but they don't bring their mess into church to mess up the church. You see, some of you let people bring their mess into the church and use their mess to mess up the church. And you were saying, we have to be loving, and we just have to be accepting. We have to be tolerant. Tolerance, the Bible says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. You see, there's too much weakness in a lot of churches. There's too much weakness in a lot of families. But now they have it so when you stand up as the man in your family, they're going to want to lock you up and say that you are a domestic abuser, all because you raise your voice at someone. That's from the pit of hell, my friend. Satan has done that. He has put women in charge. He has put women on the benches and as judges, and when you appear before them very often, if you have raised your voice, they're going to say, well, he has an anger management problem. Or they're going to want to put you out of your own house. That's reality in the United States of America in the year 2025. But I bring you back to the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. And then he says, let all your things be done with charity. And charity means love. You must find a way to do that. Being a church leader is not easy, but it is possible. To keep your church holy, it is possible to keep the devil's mess from polluting your church, and it is possible to let all your things be done with charity. You get together, you pray, you make sure you have people who are saved in church positions, because once you put people in church positions who are not saved, you've made a grave mistake. You've made a mistake. Because they're going to bring the world into the church. They're going to vote the world into the church if they can. And the church must be holy. The church must be separated unto God. Reverend, that's a tall order. On the one hand, you are saying oppose people. On the other hand, you are saying love everybody. No, on the one hand, I'm saying oppose the devil. Whenever people come into your church and bring stuff that's not of God, that's the devil. So on the one hand, you must oppose the devil. You must watch ye. You must stand fast in the faith. The devil's people are not in the faith. They're coming in to bring the world into the church, to pollute the church. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Stand up against an ungodly devil. He doesn't come in with ears and horns and a red face. He sends people in who have his demons in them. He sends people in who have his ungodly philosophies in them. He sends people in who watched all those ungodly sitcoms and those movies, and they think that's what life is about, and they want to come into the church, and that's the way they think that the church ought to operate. They are deceived by the enemy. They are deceived. And there are many churches that are deceived these days. Many are deceived. Clearly, they are not holy. Clearly, they are not holy. They try to be tolerant. But what is tolerance without holiness? Tolerance without holiness? You say, oh, our church is welcoming. We are tolerant. But is your church holy? Tolerance is an earthly thing. Holiness is spiritual. Any man can tolerate something, but holiness is of God. So Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. That's a loving strong. You got to learn how to be a loving strong. Be a man. Be a man. Be strong. But you got to learn how to be a loving man. A strong man. Quit yourself. Conduct yourself as a real man. A man stands up. And that's what God expects of you. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Watch ye. Somebody got to be watching. In some churches, you just come in, people can float in with anything. Everybody's sitting over there smiling. Somebody got to watch. Let the devil know, no, your mess can't come into this church. You got the wrong church, devil. You got the wrong church, devil. We got some watchers here. The Bible commands us to watch. Watch ye. Not only that, devil, you got some people here who are standing fast in the faith. We are not getting ready to let your mess come in here. Not only that, devil, we're going to quit ourselves like men. We're going to stand up against your ungodly mess. We are strong, devil. We are strong. Because God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. 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 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 reads, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14 reads, let all your things be done with charity. And I might clarify that the word charity in the King James means love, the love of God. Love, the love of God. Giving love to all. While watching, while standing fast, while quitting yourself like men, while being strong. Are you up to the task, my friend? Are you up to the task of letting all your things be done with charity, which is love? Are you up to the task of letting all your things be done with charity while watching, while standing fast, while quitting yourself like men, while being strong? You need to be up to the task. We need to be up to the task. We need to be up to the task. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for instructing us. Help us now to carry out your instructions. First of all, search us and know us, and see if there's any deficit of your agape love. If we have a deficit, if we have a love deficit, if we have a love deficit, oh, handle that. Handle that. Fill us with your love, your Holy Spirit, your love, your love, your love, your love, Father, so that we might watch, we might stand fast in the faith, we might quit ourselves like men, that we might be strong, that we might let all our things be done with charity. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. My friend, if you are a Christian who has a love deficit, pray, pray, pray. Read the Bible. If you aren't sure that you're saved, ask the Lord to make sure you're saved. If you're not saved, someone who's not in church, my friend, ask the Lord to save your soul. You can pray, "Oh Lord, save my soul. Oh Lord, save my soul." He knows what you're asking, and in due season, he will do it. Just make sure it's coming from your heart. Your heart, your heart. Repent of your sins. Repent of your sins. Read the Holy Bible and expect God to save you. And when he does save you, contact a Christian minister and our ministry. Request and receive Christian baptism. The Lord will send people to help you. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.